The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said the wave of popular uprisings in the Muslim world is a prelude to a fight against the global Zionist dictatorship. Ayatollah Khamenei made the comments in a meeting with foreign guests attending the Islamic Awakening Conference in the Iranian capital, Tehran. An explosion has hit a gas pipeline in Syria. State media have blamed the attack on armed terrorist groups operating in the country. The pipeline carries gas from the central province of Homs to an area near the border with Lebanon. This is the latest in several attacks targeting Syrian pipelines in the past 10 months. Moroccan protesters have once again rallied in the country's largest city, Casablanca. The latest protest comes days after thousands marched against youth unemployment in the capital, Rabat. The Arab nation has been hit by pro-reform protests since early last year. Gunmen have attacked a police station in Nigeria's northern city of Kano. No casualties so far have been reported. The attack is the fourth to target police buildings in the city since January 20th. The violence has been blamed at members of a Salafist group known as Boko Haram. A new report says U.S. police have arrested up to 500 anti-capitalism protesters during a mass rally in the city of Oakland. Anti-Wall Street demonstrators briefly occupied the city hall and burned the U.S. flag. The Occupy Oakland Media Committee group says the mass arrests are illegal. A 24-hour strike has hit Belgium on the day of a summit meeting of EU heads of states. This is the European country's first general strike in almost two decades. The walkout, which is to protest the government's austerity measures, has brought Brussels' main train station to a standstill. Spain's National Statistics Institute says the country's economic activity is slowing down. Figures show Spain's gross domestic product contracted 0.3% in the fourth quarter of 2011, pushing the economy towards the second recession since 2009. Spain's unemployment rate has also risen to 5.4 million, the highest in the industrial world. And finally, Iraqi officials have expressed anger at the United States for flying surveillance drones over their country. They say Washington needs formal approval from Baghdad to use such aircraft. The U.S. is said to be using the drones to help protect its embassy and personnel in Iraq.